Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Lori Bradner, President of Inspiring Educational Systems Incorporated and Director of School Operations for Tailwheels, etc. from Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Florida Aviation Network. My name is Lori Bradner, and I am your hostess today for the, and we are here broadcasting live and in the clear with the Florida Aviation Network at the 48th annual Sun and Fun. And we are broadcasting in our remote location at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, located right here on the grounds of the beautiful Sun and Fun. And on the last day as a finale, and truly one of my favorite guests of all times, we go back a long way. I get the honor and the privilege today to introduce to you and to welcome John Lienhouts. John, thank you for being here. Lights, thank you. Thank you. John Lights Lienhouts, thank you for being here. Wow. Wow. This is, what an honor to have you here.
Well, I'm thrilled to death to be here personally, and I want to warn you right up front, we can't have a very long conversation, because if we do, you'll end up talking to yourself, because I'm almost out of here. A dot on the horizon. I've had 10 fabulous years of an incredible journey with so many wonderful people, and you would think, well, this got to be bittersweet, right? And I'd say, no, there's no bitterness to it. There's a lot of pride,
right?
But the sweetness is, we're leaving on a high, leaving a great legacy, and leaving a foundation of success for Gene Conrad to take this to levels we never even envisioned.
Right.
So we're thrilled, Nancy and I both, to say that we've had a great opportunity to work with some fabulous people over these last 10 years and do things that we never thought we could do. But once we envisioned the idea and it collectively came together as a group, we said, wow, there are some things we can do that would make a difference for the future. And we did.
And you did. Lights, I've got to ask you, because this truly is a celebration, and thank you for being with us here. Thank you always for your continued support for Florida Aviation Network. You have always been our cheerleader. You've always been a support for us. What, 10 years?
Wow.
Huge amount of time. This is a loaded question. I want you to think back. Talk to me a little bit about those 10 years. Talk to me about where we started, where Sun and Fun started, because I know you've been around long before those 10 years.
Right.
Where Sun and Fun started, where we are today, thanks to you at the helm, running this place, keeping it running, being the vision, being the cheerleader, just making things happen. And can you also touch on some of your highlights? What are things in your mind that when you look back over the 10 years, you're like, yes, 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 yes. So loaded question. We've only got 20 minutes. And then I also understand you've got a wedding.
Yep.
You're doing? Okay. We can't have the minister late for the wedding. So, all right. So 10 years. Where were we? Where are we now? And what are the highlights?
Wow.
Yeah.
What a question. All right. We're going to take 10 years and squeeze it into 20 minutes. But
okay.
You know what? It can be summed up with people. It's
okay.
All about the people.
Yeah.
And so let's start at the very beginning. The first thing we figured out is that the people that were here in 2011 were going through the motions, and they were enjoying it to a point, but they weren't loving it.
Right.
And there was a reason. When I opened up the books and finally figured out what I didn't know was that the whole organization was bankrupt and was living on a line of credit. And they had not been focused on a purposeful mission. They were just going through the motions. And I thought to myself, this is the time to inject passion back into some wonderful people. It wasn't so much that they were bad people. They just didn't have the energy to engage in doing the right things to solve the problems.
Right.
They were just accepting the reality that we live on a line of credit.
They just
sounds like a country western story.
They lost momentum.
They lost the momentum. And I thought, well, there's no better time than when you're down and out to get up and start fighting back. So we did. And we figured out how to change the business model so that we were not losing money, we were making money.
Yeah.
But we're at the same time, we're working on improving our customer relations. Because if you don't keep the customer happy, then nothing works, all right?
Right.
And I also consider the customer to be the employees and the volunteers,
yes,
as well as those who come to pay to do certain events.
Right.
And we said, let's start making people appreciate what they're doing by giving them a purpose. So the first thing we wrote was a new mission statement: to preserve and enhance the future of flight through world-class events, that's plural, inspiring and educating people of all ages. Okay, so now we know what we're going to do. Let's all find our own niche on how we're going to do it,
yeah,
and then respect everybody's effort and show gratitude and create an environment where people are happy to come in and they're seeing success. And so, and then we started doing all these events and the revenue started coming in. We stopped bleeding by doing all these crazy parties that were spending money for things that didn't have any rewards.
Right.
And then as that progressed, we saw that people were liking what they're doing. They're putting more energy into it. There's more enthusiasm. Happiness was occurring on the campus and people were appreciating what we're doing. And then in 2014, voila, for the first time in over 3 decades, Sun and Fun was debt-free in November of 2014. Now we can really get to work.
Right.
We're off the respirator, all right? We're going to go into therapy. We're going to start building our strength up. Here we come. Chicka, 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 chicka. And get those engines lit. We're going to start. We're off the water. Now we got to climb. So we worked on this concept of inspiring and educating. All the other stuff was important to get there. We needed to create this revenue-generating venue. It's a social enterprise, if you will. But now we need to have a real purposeful mission statement. We created the concept of the Aerospace Center for Excellence. And I think sometimes people say that real quick and they don't realize, what's the most important word there? The word for. We didn't say the Aerospace Center of Excellence. We're not the best, but we're here for your best. Right. We're here to create the best. It's for their excellence. So we created the Aerospace Center for Excellence and moved in a direction of focusing more on inspiring, educating, and accelerating the next generation of aerospace professionals, all of a sudden, out of the woodwork, come all these people that want to jump on the bandwagon to get on that airplane and fly with us into the future. So the donors and the sponsors and the philanthropic support that we got was just overwhelming. And that metamorphic change got us going in a direction where we could also switch the companies. So heretofore, Sun and Fun Flying Inc. was the corporate headquarters.
Okay.
In 2019, we flipped them because the Aerospace Center for Excellence was the reason we existed. Fly-In is what we did to keep the existence. The Fly-In was a fundraiser.
Right.
And once we explained to the world that you're coming to a fundraiser, you're coming to the Heart Walk because you support the American Heart Association.
Right.
You're coming to the Fly-In because you support aerospace education.
Right.
And we did that. And that was another exponential jump in support. And so over that period of time, from 2011 to 2022, today as we sit here, our actual success for the fly-in has gone up between 8 and 15% every single year, year after year after year. And right now we're on the precipice of calling 2022 the record year in 48 years.
Really? I was going to ask you about that because we're all, and I know that our viewers are interested. You can speak to the statistics.
Yep.
You've been out and about. Yep. You've been in the crowds. You know. You're the man to talk to. You're the man with the plan. You're the man with the data. How is this year? Can you talk to us about 2022 and what we're seeing and what people can see? We want them to come out today. This is the last day, but we want them to come out and we want them back next year for the 49th. What are you seeing and what does the data tell us?
Well, I can tell you that yesterday was the most heavily attended Saturday in Sun and Fun's history. It was unbelievable.
Moly.
Of all the records we've set out there, yesterday was the biggest. And if you walk through the crowds, you could not drive a car or a golf cart. It was just a mass of humanity. It was a sea of humanity. And they stayed through this phenomenal night show last night, which was great. And and that was pretty funny. A little side note there. They caught me by surprise. They had this great big giant sign in the sky done with drones with lights saying goodbye to me and with a hornet flying away. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just incredible.
Did you know that was going to
happen? No, I did not know that was coming. I did not know this coming.
Did you plan that finale? Because I've got to tell you,
no,
that was one of the best shows I've ever seen. And Broadway's got nothing on you.
No.
Lights, no, there's no Broadway star that ever had their name, Lights Up in Lights. As you said, it was Lights Up in Lights with the Hornet going. It was phenomenal.
I loved every second of that. It was very rewarding to see that happen. Yeah. And, you know, obviously, that's the culmination of all the volunteers and staff and board and supporters coming together and making this happen. And they just happened to put my name up there. But I would tell you this. So at Thursday night, we have our birthday bash. We call it a birthday bash. It's come as you are. It's casual.
Right.
But it's a fundraiser. It's a giant fundraiser for something specific for the Aerospace Center for Excellence. Last year, it was to get all the cool technology that we needed in Skylab, to finish Skylab and get it done. I mean, that's a $5.6 million project.
State of the art. Only one in the state of Florida.
Only one in America.
America.
Only one. It's the world's first purpose-built, hands-on, aerospace-based STEM learning laboratories. Nobody's ever done it before. And last year's bash, we raised over $300,000 to go back into there and populate with all that cool technology. This year, now that it's built, now that it's built and up and operational, we said, we got all this cool technology. We're bringing in the students. We're bringing in teachers. But we're only getting the ones that can get here geographically, can drive in or fly in, whatever.
Right.
And we said, wait a minute. Why don't we share this with the world? So we now have raised enough money, about $180,000, for a world-class media center. So the students will do the do the laboratory science projects on these videos that they will edit, and then they'll go out to every high school using the AOPA high school curriculum or any school that wants it. So we'll share this with the world. And that's the whole concept, is to not to husband it here, but to spread the love.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do. And the students will do it. And they'll get certification in media. Oh, they'll learn how to do cinematography.
Awesome. Yes.
And all this is going to be just the coolest sharing of our whole project over there at Skylab. Now, let me tell you what else happened that brought, and I hate to say this, I know I'm a hardcore fighter pilot, and I've been in combat, and I've killed a few people, but I can tell you, I came to tears on Thursday night when they planned this. I didn't even know they'd done it. They set up a John Leinhout scholarship fund in perpetuity, and they've got over $200,000 in it right there on the spot, and it's continuing to grow. I think it's about $250,000 right now over the last couple of days.
Your legacy continues.
The legacy I had no idea they were doing it.
Your legacy.
I was like, I can't believe you did this. So it'll be handing out. It'll stay as a protected fund, and the interest will generate revenues to provide scholarships forever. And I was totally floored. They had an array of students that got up, and they spoke how their lives had changed because of what we did here. And then they named a street after me. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Love it.
And then the media center that we raised the money for, they named it Lights, Camera, Action. That's the new
spelled
media.
Spelled L-I-T-E-S. I
you know,
love it.
And then a week ago, the mayor had me downtown for the annual update on ACE.
Right.
And before I got off the stage, he brought my wife up, Nancy, and they named the 21st of March will forever be John and Nancy Leinhout's Day in Lakeland. How about that? Spring break for pilots, spring break for everybody. It's a Lights and Nancy Day.
It's a Lights and Nancy Day. Lights, you know what? I want you to know those accolades are well earned. Thank you for all that you've done. And I would be remiss, we all want to know, because it's very difficult for me, very difficult for all of us to think about this place without you. I know it's in good hands. I know Gene Conrad. And I know you wouldn't hand it off to anybody less than stellar. I know you. Okay, so what's next for Lights? What are you doing next? Where do you go from here?
Disney.
Vacation?
No,
finally?
That's a pseudonym for vacation.
Exactly.
No, we decided we're not going to follow the clock. We're going to follow the compass. The compass that leads us to fun with family, friends, and all the great, wonderful America that we live in to go see the world and travel and enjoy life. You know, I woke up one day and realized we've got seven grandkids, 2 to 12, and I see them on occasion. They were here this week to say goodbye to Gramps and his, Papa, leaving the son and fun. But at the end of the day, we know fully well that there's only a short period of time, a window, to bond with them. Because once they get to be teenagers, the next time you see them is when they're going to be at the reading of the will. Yeah. And I don't want, I'm not going to be there for that
one. You know, because we get less cool.
Yeah.
The older they get, the less cool we become.
So you want to bond with them now while I'm still energetic. I've got a lot of life left. We're financially set. We want to just enjoy life, be with the family. And then when they become teenagers, hopefully we'll see them a little bit. And when they get in their 20s, they'll bring their kids back.
Right.
And that's the whole goal, is to build that relationship back. And then to go see all the friends that we've, you know, we've sort of neglected, because quite candidly, this is a 24/7, 365 job.
You have.
And I use the job loosely. It's really not a job. For me, it's been a passion.
Right.
You know, I really believe I am preaching in the church of the high speed pass. And I love it. I really love it. This what Father Lights. I dreamt of doing this as a kid, and I always said if I ever got the chance to give back, and I had got the chance.
You have. And your legacy, and the legacy continues with the students, past, present, and the future students.
Oh, yesterday evening at 5 o'clock, we had the James C. Ray ACE Student Scholarship Recipient Reunion, an alumni. It was packed. And there were students that had graduated back in 2012 and 13.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're grown. They've got kids. They've got real jobs. Not a single one of them's on welfare. They're all working members of society. It's so fascinating to see them. They're all so appreciative. They're like, thank you. Without this, we would never have gotten here.
Yeah.
They're all good, solid citizens. And that's the one thing we always dreamt of doing, is if we can't get you into aviation, at least make you a good citizen.
That's it. Absolutely. Let me ask you one thing. I know, because this is being recorded and I know it's going to be video lights. What is one thing that you would say to the staff, the volunteers, the students here? What are some parting words of wisdom, advice that you would give to those, our viewers that are listening, our viewers that are going to see this video in years to come? What are some things that you want them, wisdom, words of wisdom, maybe things you've learned? Things you've learned along the way, and things you want them, you got to keep it clean. You know, things you want them, just, again, those lights wisdom.
Well, this has been said time and again. Success has a million fathers, and failure is an orphan. I would tell everybody that your successes are to be shared. Everybody gets a piece of the success. And I could not, there's no way the visions that I came up with could have been created into reality if it wasn't for every single volunteer doing their job with the same passion that I try to instill in them. Every staff member working together with other staff members and not worrying about who gets the credit, not worrying about the blame should there's a mistake, and we've had those numerous ones along the way, but don't worry about that. Worry about how to make it better. And the board that let me do what I thought was right, that got out of the way and supported all of us in our journey to move this giant organization forward and create something that is bigger than all of us individually, but collectively is huge. You know, to be recognized as the world's leader now in youth aerospace education, setting this gold standard is something that didn't happen by accident. It was a collective effort of every single one of them putting their heart and soul into this. You know, when I walk around the campus during the fly-in, I literally go up to every single area I can find and shake their hand and thank them, because without them, this doesn't work. There's too many moving parts, and they do it as if it was just second nature to them. Now, sometimes
they love it,
and that's the part that if I could impart to any of them as a heartfelt thank you for what you've done to make this happen. They own it. I just happened to be sitting up there. I was sitting in the top of the wagon while they're pulling it as hard as they could.
Yeah.
And I was just, hey, let's go a little left and a little right. Okay, that's a good path. Keep it going. Let's get our speed up and throttles up. And they did it. You know, I'm going to sit back there in the cheap seats. You know, I'm in economy class now. But that's okay. I love it. I told them, I'm not going to be on the gridiron throwing the passes. I'm over there as your best high-speed cheerleader. Go, team, go. And I know Gene's going to do a fabulous job. I have no doubt about it.
Yeah.
His heart's in it. His passion's there. He grew up at Oshkosh. His father was in the business. He's been an airport manager. He's seen us. Though I'll tell you, it was pretty funny this morning after the volunteer parade at 7:30. He came up and hugged me and said, man, I watched for a lot of years on the other side. I had no idea what you were doing over here. I said, well, Gene, I didn't know either the day I walked in, but I learned along the way. In your quick study, you'll figure it out. So I have total faith and confidence in him. But it has been, without a doubt, the most rewarding part of my career ever. I loved being in the Navy. That was an exciting, adventurous, you know, being in charge of sailors and leading them in combat. That's extremely adventurous, right? Working for Northrop and learning how to make the airplane better and doing great things for my Navy buddies to enhance the quality of its warfighting abilities. That was extremely rewarding. But to come here and work with so many incredible people, meet so many incredible people, and then have the opportunity to build something that will last, will grow, and have an impact on so many lives is without a doubt the most humbling experience I've ever had, and I'm so proud to have been a part of it.
Lights, wow, thank you. And on behalf of the Florida Aviation Network, all of us, all the volunteers, all the students, all the teachers, thank you for being the spark. You were the spark that ignited the flame. We needed you. You answered the call, and now it's our job.
Yeah.
It's our job to carry it for you.
I have no doubt you will. Thank you so very much. And let's all have a super sun and fun day.
Thank you, Lights. Wow, you are just the gem. My name is Lori Bredner, and I'm with the Florida Aviation Network. I'm your host. We are broadcasting. We are finale, our last day of the 48th annual Sun and Fun. I was just with Lights Lienhouts as we bid him farewell, and thank you from all of us. Lori Bredner, signing out.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.